Welcome. Radio. Welcome to the Graduate Network's Blog Talk Radio Show. Today is March 27, 2015, and I'm Penny Lee Prevost, the Ottawa Chapter Coordinator of the Graduate Network. Would like to change things up a little bit. We have a new format that we're implementing where we are going to be featuring our members of the Graduate Network on our ongoing episodes. We have today one of our members who has been a founding member of the Graduate Network with us, and Lee Wallace is actually one of our first members in the Graduate Network. The Graduate Network's mission is about uniquely connecting and serving purpose-driven individuals that inspire, educate, and support mutual growth and continued success. We have Sharon Cameron, who is also a founding member, who has had the opportunity to be able to participate and watch the evolution of the Graduate Network, and she is going to be co-hosting our ongoing Blog Talk Radio shows with Lee. So I would like to introduce Lee, and Lee, if you can tell me a little bit about what you do, I'd really appreciate that. Are you there?
I'm here. And what I do is I work with a variety of people, basically people who are looking for a new job, people who are looking for a job that's a better fit, and with solo entrepreneurs who are looking for new ideal clients. And what I do is help them position themselves in the market in a way that they feel good about and they feel confident about doing that.
Wonderful. Now, Lee, we had talked a little bit earlier about how you call yourself the reformed salesophobe. And can you tell us a little bit more about what that's all about?
Sure. Actually, it started as an attempt to inject humor into a presentation I was doing. But it, much to my own surprise, it caught on. So I've been using it on an ongoing basis. The origin of the whole thing is that goes back to when I was in university and looking for a summer job, and it was getting late, so I was getting a little desperate, and I saw an ad in the paper in Toronto where I was living at the time, looking for bright, ambitious young men, men only at that time, unfortunately. But I went downtown Toronto. There was no indication what it was. Ended up in an office with another 40 ambitious young men. And it turned out that we were roped in to learn how to sell encyclopedias door to door. So I took a deep breath and didn't much like it, but I made it through the first day of the training until the chief instructor got to the end and said, "Remember, nice guys finish last." And that, for me, was, I'm out of here. And that was my opinion of sales for a long, long time. He reinforced by being talked into buying a vacuum cleaner I didn't want, need, or could afford, and a few other things along the way. So when you run your own small business, being loath to sell or market, really despising the whole energy around that as I saw it, that doesn't work very well. So it was an issue. And it wasn't until I started paying attention to a few of my clients who were actually salespeople. They were there for other reasons, for career-related things. But they had a different way of doing things. They were not in the manipulate and get what you can get and never mind the integrity of the whole thing. So I started paying attention to them, and then I started paying attention to people who were talking about how to build your business. Then I started taking it more seriously. So I realized as I was going that I was actually doing a number of things right in spite of myself and really not realizing what I was doing. So it wasn't until that I came to that realization that I started taking a look at it and say, okay, I'm doing it my way. Why is it working? And I'm not the only one who does it this way, but it was something that evolved, and I'm really glad it did because it made a big change in terms of what I do and how I do it.
Fantastic. Now, I think we've got Sharon on the line with us. And Sharon, I mentioned earlier that you've got a background in broadcasting and communications, and you were so excited about taking on this role. Can you just tell us a little bit why it was important for you?
Yes, I was really excited with the opportunity to take on the broadcast hosting position here at Graduate Network. I have a great passion for understanding how people came to be on the path where they are and the processes they've used in their lives. It also gave me a chance to go back to my roots in broadcasting. And
wonderful.
It was an opportunity
and
for me also
go
to go with the graduates' value of actually learning and growing, doing new things.
Yeah, and I know that you and Lee have been around from the beginning with the Graduate Network, both founding members of the Graduate. So I know you've got a few questions for him that you had lined up as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Lee, I'm kind of wondering, can you tell us a bit more about the Reform Sales of Hope?
Well, the reform part is that I finally got over my fear and loathing of sales. What I realized that there were certain issues that keep coming up for all of us, whether we're small entrepreneurs or whether we're in the job market looking for a new job. And so some of the keys there, the issues that are involved, part of it's our upbringing. And when I'm working with people, for example, who have been laid off and are looking for a new job, and one of the things I'll ask them, I don't know about you, but I was raised not to brag and not to talk about myself.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
Most of them sit there and nod, and they say, okay, yeah. So that gets in the way when we're trying to promote ourselves in some way or other, because then the focus is on us, and we're not comfortable with that. So part of that's just learned behavior. Part of it is that we don't stop long enough to really take a look at what it is that we do that is of value to somebody else. We know what we do, but we're so busy doing it that we don't stop and say, okay, what makes us good at it, number one? And number two, why would anybody pay me to do that?
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's just as valid with getting a job as it is for attracting new clients. The third piece, and it's the thing that causes people to ice up, that some of their friends and colleagues may say to them, with all the best intentions, you just have to get out there and sell yourself. And I absolutely hate that expression because it takes me back to selling encyclopedias and saying, no, you don't have to sell yourself. What you do have to promote what you have to offer, and it's not just a question of playing with words in this case. It makes a big difference in the energy of the person involved in this.
Right.
Yeah, and Sharon, I just wanted to point out the whole idea of reframing is really important because many people are afraid of that sales concept or that sales idea, and they have a hard time promoting themselves, but they can go around and promote everybody else and the restaurant they've been to, movies they've gone to, and they don't get anything in return for that. But when it comes to selling ourselves, it's almost as if because you're going to get something in return, they have this fear. And so I think it's all about the reframing, which is what we do at the Graduate.
Right. So how can someone actually become able to get past these issues?
Okay, there are a couple of ways, one of which is exactly what Penny Lee is talking about. Reframing is simply looking at something in a different way. So a big piece, there's certainly research to indicate that many people's image of sales and selling is the stereotypical used car salesman, and they don't want to be like that. So that's an image to get out of your mind, because you're not there to manipulate. You are there to help. Most of us, and certainly all of us in the Graduate Network, are by nature helpers. We want to make a positive difference in other people's lives. So that's a strength that we can actually use. And many people who are in a particularly a solo entrepreneur business. Why did we go into that? Well, we went into it because usually we're passionate about it. And secondly, we are also picking something that makes a difference because we may not have been able to do that in the work that we did before. Mm-hmm. So part of it, and that another part of the reframing is to realize that we spend our whole lives trying to convince people of something, whether it's our parents to let us do something that they don't want us to do, or dealing with our own children when we have children, or trying to get somebody at work to agree with your particular take on what the group should do, or for that matter, could be around something that you believe strongly in, values or anything else. We don't seem to have any difficulty sharing our opinion, and we don't have any difficulty giving people advice for free. But as soon as we ask specifically for money, it seems that that is the sticking point for so many of us. Mm-hmm. I know when I first started having a private practice outside of work, it was a terrible thing for me to ask somebody for money. And looking back on it, it's stupid. But my being paid was never associated with what I did before. In a job, you get paid automatically.
Right.
It isn't direct, unless you're working on commission, it isn't directly related to what you do and how you serve your clients. It just shows up. So when it's that closely connected, for some reason or other, we balk. And a big part of that is that point I mentioned before, is that we really do not look at the value that we bring to somebody else. And so part of that reframing process is if somebody is in pain or some discomfort or they're really unhappy with their lives in some way, it's worth money for them to buy your services. And it's important to keep that in mind, that they're going to get it from somebody because they want it and they need it and they're willing to pay for it. So it might as well be you. So why should they pick you is really what we're talking about in this
right.
case. So that's a big part of it. I think the key word in all of this is that you need to believe in yourself and what you offer. And if you don't, either don't try to sell it at all or make it better. But if you don't believe it, you can't sell it in a way that's genuine and authentic. So really take a good look at it and say, how are you making a difference in somebody's life? If you are an entrepreneur and if you're looking for a job, why should somebody hire you instead of somebody else? What is it that you bring to the table that is very powerful and that is exactly what the hiring manager wants, so he or she is a happy person that they got the right person? So all of us need to stop and say, what is it that I bring to the table? And it's not something we're used to doing, which is the issue, especially those people who are job seekers and weren't planning on looking for work. So that's an important piece.
So in addition then to bringing this information to your own awareness first about what you really have to offer, what else can someone do to promote themselves or to sell their services with being authentic and with confidence?
One of the things to do, beyond the mindset, and certainly that's key in this, is to take a look at what you're good at. Surprisingly enough, looking for a job and selling are not necessarily new skill sets. It depends on how you go at them. So, for example, if you're a problem solver, and a lot of people describe themselves as problem solvers, then what you're bringing to the table for a potential client or potential employer is your ability to solve problems for them or to help them solve their own problems, whichever it happens to be. So how do you bring that to their awareness that you can actually help them with whatever issue that they're dealing with? If you're a helper, and I mentioned before that I'm a helper and a lot of us in the Graduate Network are helpers, that then I approach it as a helper. I don't change energy and take off my helping hat and put on my used car salesman hat when I'm talking to people. It really comes down to having the conversation and demonstrating the kinds of things that I can do for them for free. I don't charge them for those sessions. And then we get to the point where either they ask or I ask, how can we continue to work together? And then there are options. That so I don't try to sell them anything in particular. I give them some options and tell them the pros and cons about that and let them pick.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the options, of course, is that they don't pick at all. They say, no, thanks, I don't think that works. In which case, I let them go, and I don't get all uptight about it. I don't need to say the sale. If I'm attached to making the sale, my energy is totally different. If I'm in the mindset of helping, it's an energy that works for me, and it seems to work for my clients because I have a very high conversion rate, if you want to call it that, with the people that I meet in those kinds of sessions with no pressure. I hate pressure, and I don't pressure people. So that's one thing.
I'm just wondering then, how does the Graduate Network support you in this process?
Well, I think one of the main things for me is that I'm a very collaborative person, and I love working in teams, and I love working with people. As a solo entrepreneur, I don't have a team. I have some people who did some work for me along the way, but it's not a team in the same way, and I spend a lot of time by myself. Now, part of me responds very well to that, and part of me doesn't. I'm part introvert and part extrovert, and the even if I were all in my introvert role, I still like to be with people. So I need to be around people who are similar to me, in the sense that they're trying to make a difference. They're going through some of the same kinds of things that I'm going through. We can share our experiences. We can share what works for us and just support one another throughout the whole process. I keep coming back. I've been here for, I don't know, 7 years or something like that. And it's ongoing. And I love being around the people and particularly the collective energy that we have in the Graduate.
If you could give us a takeaway today, something that we could actually put into practice, what would it be?
Well, what I'm going to offer people, and it's a combination of the kinds of things I've been talking about already plus some more. I put together something called the Reformed Sales of Phobes Top Tips for Promoting Yourself Authentically. It's available on my blog website, which is, not surprisingly, www.promoteyourself.com. Sorry, promoteyourselfauthentically.com. Authentically is important. So promoteyourselfauthentically.com. And there is a place on the side of the page that has a place to fill it in and just put your name in, and you can get the information, and it's all yours. So I hope you use it well. The blog itself covers a lot of the same territory. It's aimed primarily at people who are solo entrepreneurs, but the advice there is relevant for people who are looking for jobs too.
Well, thank you very much for providing that information for us. So for people who are interested in looking at your tip and perhaps using it, they will find it at www.promoteyourselfauthentically.com. In addition, Lee has an article in our Graduate Network newsletter, and you can find it at www.graduatenetwork.com, and that's graduate, G-R-A-D-U-I-T, network.com. Thanks very much, Lee. I really enjoyed speaking with you today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Just want to point out that we are very fortunate to have Lee as the co-host with Sharon on upcoming episodes of the Graduate Network. So Lee will be available for you to check in with ongoing at future episodes, as well as Sharon. And you'll have an opportunity to meet several of our Graduate Network members and learn from them and their expertise in upcoming episodes. So look forward to having you come out and participate on future episodes. Wanted to mention also that there is a wealth of information on the Graduate Network website where you can access articles from several of our members. And have an opportunity to learn from them and learn from our ongoing educational episodes through the Blog Talk Radio. So I want to thank you both again, Sharon and Lee, for taking on the role of hosting the Blog Talk Radio show for upcoming future episodes.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to it.
Me too.
Yeah, it was great having you on the call. And I guess we'll say goodbye. And thanks again to everybody for listening in. And thank you to both of you for participating today and for your patience in learning how to get this done. So have a great day, everybody.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.